Jean Vanier, the founder of the L'Arche community and of the Faith and Light Association, will be speaking Friday at the Pontifical Gregorian University. L'Arche communities around the world, 137 communities in 40 different countries, work closely with people with intellectual and developmental disabilities so that each person can play their full role in society. Vanier spoke with Xavier Sartre about his meeting with the Holy Father, the work of L'Arche, and the effects of the economic crisis.
What essentially with is that, first of all, that in L'Arche we love him. And essentially for us to know that he loves us, that is, and he spoke about L'Arche and faith and light, and it's evident that what is important is communion, not so much what we talk about, but to be in communion with each other.
In which way the people, the handicapped people with whom you work daily, transform you and all the people who work with you in your communities?
It's evident that people with disabilities are people who have suffered immensely. They've felt rejected or different. And so the essential thing is to create little homes where we live together, where we laugh together, where we pray together, where we work together, where we fool around together. I mean, that's the reality, help people. Because to love people is just to reveal to them that they're important. But the mystery is that many people come to L'Arche assistance wanting to do good. But then they discover something, that they're not there just to do good to people, but to enter into a relationship with them. And then many of them discover their difficulty in relating. They don't know how to love, and they have difficulty accepting their difficulties. So we find that L'Arche is a place of transformation for people with disabilities. But it's also a place of transformation for the assistants who become more human. And many of them really discover the whole mystery of the Gospels, because the Gospels is to bring unity to a world where there's division, and in that creating unity, discovering that we're called, to all of us, to be peacemakers. That's to say, to bring together those who are separated. And in every way, this could be ecumenical, bring people who believe in Jesus, but also on in our interreligious communities, bring people who are of different religions to realize that we're human beings and that we depend upon a mystery of life and death where God is present. So it's somewhere to find a way of life which is very simple, where we live together, laugh together, fool around together, pray together. That doesn't mean to say there are not difficulties, obviously. The world community is always really being in contact with reality. But it's essentially a place. But still many people in the church and in society don't realize, first of all, the beauty of people with disabilities, their incredible value and their capacity to relate and to relate in love. Many people find themselves embarrassed and rejecting people who are different physically or different in their psychology or different. And many young couples are terribly frightened of being a child with the disabilities and so on. So it's to help to discover that we are all human beings and we can create places where we can rejoice and pray together.
With the economical and social crisis, mainly in Western countries such like Europe and North America, do you notice any change in the people who come to you? Do you see any more people coming to you and coming to look for your help?
For people with disabilities, the needs are immense, and particularly for those who are the more profoundly handicapped. In Canada, the United States, has been a huge development helping people with disabilities to find work and leisure and so on. But for those who are more severely disabled, they really need, parents need help. I mean, there's a lot of need. I mean, there's a cry. For the assistants also, where assistants are in a world where the norm is rivalité, to be rivals, to be competitive, individualism, And so community is sometimes difficult for people in our world to be committed. When people come into our communities, Faith and Light or L'Arche, it's not a commitment for life. It's a commitment where people will stay maybe for a year, 2 years, and then they discover the meaning of being committed to communities where we're really communities for peace, to work for peace. Because the danger in our world is violence and warfare and all the divisions that exist. And behind all these divisions is fear. People are very frightened of each other, frightened of losing something if they enter community. So community is a place where we learn to give support to each other, to love each other, to have a mission together, which is a beautiful mission of peace. But also it means that we lose certain elements, which in a world people are very attached to, which is a sort of individual winning.